This is URN Sport.
So I'm joined here with George and Andrew from the men's football team. Guys, thank you very much for coming in for this. Obviously, it's Varsity Media Day and we've got all the teams in. You guys are taking place on the 3rd of April as your match. We'll start with what's sort of in a way a bit of the elephant in the room. Obviously, Varsity Football's made a return this year after a year in absence. How do you guys feel about the fact that it's back this year?
Yeah, I think we're very excited to be given the privilege to be representing the uni again in Varsity. I mean, everyone knows what happened last year, so we won't dwell on that. A lot of things have changed in the year. And yeah, we're just very excited to be involved in what hopefully will be a really good event. And hopefully another Varsity win for the university. We've obviously been playing base for this year, so hopefully the experience we take from that and hopefully a big crowd coming down to support us will really do some favours for the boys.
It's a great event for the student community. I think football as well, traditionally a lot of people go to support it, and it's a great event for bringing people together, so we're excited to have it back for that regard as well.
Yeah, you mentioned there obviously it's happening at base for this year. When years gone by it was at Mid Lane. Is it we've heard that sort of it's basically almost like the uni's saying, look, if we host at base it's fine, then if we work up we can maybe have it back at Meadow Lane. Is that the ultimate aim for you guys?
I mean, I haven't really even thought about that. I'm just glad that we've obviously we've been able to get some sort of a showcase back on again for everyone. But also 1,000 people down at Baseford, which is how many tickets they've been selling. I think that the atmosphere there is going to be somewhat larger than it has been in the past at Notts County. But obviously everyone who's involved would love to play at Notts County, Notts Forest, wherever. So yeah, I suppose you could say that could be the end goal. But right now we're focused on Baseford, and if it's there for the years to come, which hopefully Varsity will be on for the next few years, then so be it. We'll definitely grab the opportunity with both hands.
Yeah. That's great. Then obviously just moving on then to how your season's been so far for it. Main highlight for you guys is you're in the final for the Trophy Cup. You've got Bath seconds, that's you said the week before.
Yeah.
So that's really fantastic for the first team. Real testament to how your season's been. Rest of the season, the league's been going okay for you guys, do you think?
Yeah, so we were actually quite disappointed with our league campaign this year. A couple of two fixtures really let us down. We were unbeaten before Christmas, and we played Derby, who eventually sort of formidably ran away with the league in the end of it. But we played them first game back after Christmas, and we lost that one. So we're a bit disappointed with that. But thankfully now we've got the cup to look forward to. We beat last year's champions. We beat Edinburgh and we beat Newcastle, who won the Northern 1A League. So we've had a tough cup run, but it's been great for everyone, and it's nice to have something to look forward to. I think going back to 2004, the men's football team haven't won the Bucks Trophy, so it'll be a great day out. And it's nice to have that the week before Varsity, so we'll hopefully gather some momentum going into the Varsity fixture.
Yeah, like you say, it's obviously the week before, and it's the week before as well at Baseford as well, so home field advantage for you guys. So you think that's going to really help probably two, almost a bit for when Varsity rolls around? It might have settled the nerves a little bit, do you think? Like, you've had a big game the week before, so you'll sort of be in that mindset?
Yeah, very much so. I think we're going to be treating both games like a cup final. Obviously, one is. But I think the preparation for both is going to be the exact same. And yeah, definitely playing there against a tough opposition the week before. Probably a different style of play from what we're used to with Trent in the years gone by. But I definitely think that could calm nerves. I mean, the good thing is that we've been playing there all year, so we know what to expect. But on the day, Varsity, with that bigger crowd, things are obviously going to be a bit different. But I definitely think we'll take confidence from the fact that we've played there this season. We'll have a huge game the week before, which hopefully we'll have that win under our belt, and then we go into the Varsity with high confidence levels.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the timing of it probably couldn't be any more perfect. The Varsity fixture in first year fell after Easter, so you had maybe a 5-6 week break between any sort of fixtures and when Varsity fell, whereas we have the cup final the week before. We've been training and playing pretty much since we came back in January, so momentum should be at its peak by the time the varsity fixture comes around, which is traditionally not the case. So we're all feeling good for it.
That's great to hear that you guys are going to be in such sort of fine form and up and ready for this. Looking then at your opposition for it, obviously, with Trent, traditionally this is a fixture. It's always been very hard fought, well contested from both sides. How do you feel they've been getting on this year? Have you been able to sort of get much intel on them? Have you played them much at all yet?
So we played them in pre-season back in September, and it was a good fixture, good contest between both sides. And we can take, I think, some confidence from that game. We played some decent football, and that was all the way back in September. And obviously, we've played a lot of games since then, and we've come quite far, and know each other far better as a team, because we had quite a few new recruits this year into the team, and that was quite early days. But I think they've had a good season. They finished second in Northern Premier League, which is a very good feat for them. Not sure how they did in the cup, but yeah, we know that they're going to be a hard outfit to break down, but they'll definitely pose some attacking threat as well. But I definitely have full sort of backing of everyone in the team to perform on the day.
Yeah, I think there's going back to 2011. I think there's never been more than two goals in it, each way. But it's always a tight fixture, so fiercely contested. So it should be a good day out for everyone.
Yeah, certainly should be. And like we said, that's obviously, it's the 3rd of April is that fixture, really towards the tail end of varsity. So at that point, we could be seeing every point mastering. And well, guys, from everyone here at URM, we wish you the best of luck for that game. We'll be down there doing a live outside broadcast, so you'll probably see some of us around, hopefully grabbing some interviews with you guys if you're victorious for it.
After a victory.
It'll be great. Well, it'd be great to see that, obviously, like we said, with it making its return. And all we can say is we wish you all the best for both that and also for the Trophy Cup game. So, guys, all the best.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Jeremy.
This is URN Sport.